friends. This is Joe Franks. It's Thursday, January 27, and the year is 2022. This is another edition of Unfathomable Grace, where we just try to have a short devotional together, reminding ourselves about some spiritual truth, and then applying it and seeing if it can't encourage us to live more and more in the manner and after the joy of Jesus Christ. I want to talk today about spiritual warfare, and this is not an area in my life where I'm an expert. I don't consider myself someone who pays probably enough attention to whatever is going on in the heavens, in the spiritual realms. Yes, I believe there is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and I believe that He has created angels. I believe there are demons. I believe the Holy Spirit and His gifts are still alive and active. And yet, I just don't think that much about the unseen spiritual world. For a lot of my life, I was taught to kind of dismiss that. That's some kind of a mystical hocus pocus. And for a lot of my life, I've lived it just as a man who jumped into scriptures, tried to be logical and make good decisions, not recognizing maybe the power of the Holy Spirit within my heart, working through me, around me, not recognizing that I indeed fight a spiritual warfare. I mean, I know Paul talks about that. I know that our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers and the rulers of this darkness. I can quote that, but I probably haven't thought about it as much as I should. And people weird me out. Different expressions people use, the way they go about maybe prayer walks or prayer circles or casting out this or praying against that. And I'm not quite sure I'm right. Maybe they shouldn't weird me out. Maybe I have something to learn from them. But I know I have something to remind myself from the scriptures. What does my Bible tell me? My Bible tells me that there is a real Lucifer, a Satan or Satan, the devil. He roams about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And he has followers. A third of the angels went with him. There are demons, and they love to possess, they love to oppress, they love to harass. They love to lie and whisper non-truths. And somehow they have some degree of power. But this is what I know about my Jesus. I know that Jesus defeated Satan in the wilderness. As a man, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And Satan, over those 40 days, gave it his best to turn Jesus away from his mission. But Jesus, even as a man in his humbled state, defeated Satan in the wilderness. And I know that Jesus' temptations from Satan didn't stop there, but probably continued all his life, even into the garden. But Jesus dominated the devil, maintained his course, made his way to Golgotha, was placed on the cross. He stayed there. He died. And it was on that cross that Jesus Christ defeated Satan on behalf of all of the elect, of all of his church, of all of his children, of whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord. And we know that Jesus Christ then made a promise. He will build his church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Jesus Christ, His kingdom is spreading across the globe over the centuries. Satan does his best, and we are marching right through his defensive gates. He doesn't have a chance. We also know that Jesus Christ sends his Holy Spirit, and the Spirit moves in. And so I believe that the Christian cannot be demon possessed. He can be oppressed, he can be harassed, but the Holy Spirit will not share space. And so Jesus Christ does exorcise demons at conversion. Jesus Christ does take those who are children of the devil, who follow after his ways, and Jesus Christ rescues us. We are no longer in bondage to the devil or his demons. And Jesus Christ then defeats Satan, I think, every day in the courtroom of heaven and in our own minds. Jesus Christ is the one who has been exalted over all authorities in heaven. And Jesus Christ is the one that when Satan comes to accuse the brethren, Jesus Christ is the one who says, "Be quiet." Jesus Christ is the one who says, "I have covered this one. His sins are completely covered." And Jesus Christ is the one who by his Spirit whispers into our head and defeats the lie of the devil. When Satan wishes to shame us now for our sin, it is Jesus who says we are his beloved, that nothing can separate us from him. Jesus soothes our hearts. He defeats the devil in the courtroom of heaven and in the courtroom of our head. And we know that Jesus Christ defeats Satan in our heart. We know that he moves in, and sin has no bondage over us. We can say no to sin. We are not addicted to sin. His Spirit is powerful. It fruits us. We get to mature in walking after his ways and practicing his glorious wisdom. We get to say no to sin more and more, yes to righteousness more and more. And this is the expectation that the believer has, that while we will always be repenting, we get to see what the Holy Spirit does through us as his Spirit continues to defeat and dominate the practices of Satan, which used to characterize us. And then what do we know in the end? Jesus Christ defeats Satan. We know that in the end, there will come a day when we will not wrestle any longer. We will not fight any longer, for the devil, his demons, the whole host of hell will be cast into the lake of fire. It will be over. There will be no more wrestling, no more striving, no more sinning. All will be right. The garden will be enjoyed again. We will commune with God without the possibility of any falling. What a great thing it is to think today, yes, there are spiritual conflicts that are going on. There's a spiritual battle in my own heart against unseen forces. But my hope is not in my incantations, it's not in my Bible memory, it's not in my power encounters. It's in the truth of the gospel that Jesus Christ is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And it's very true what it says in Romans 16:20. The day is coming when Jesus will crush Satan under our feet. So let us not act like defeated foe today. We are more than conquerors through him who loves us. Greater is he who lives within us than he who lives in the world.